إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، it's always a pleasure to welcome all of you, my dear brothers, in our classes. In these classes in which we are learning our religion of Islam. And I want to extend a special welcome to one of our brothers who just took Shahada, alhamdulillah. She's a brother here, inshallah. So he says, you're welcome amongst us, amongst your brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us better brothers for you. We're going to try our best to help you, to assist you, to learn. You learn with us. We're still learning. So we're still learning and we're going to learn together. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding you and for guiding us to Islam. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon it, to grant us beneficial knowledge of His book, the Quran, and of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with that, not only we ask Allah for beneficial knowledge, but we ask Him also to help us to put that knowledge to practice, so that our actions be righteous actions. May Allah grant us sincerity in everything we say and everything we do. May Allah make us truthful. Inshallah, we're going to continue as our class of tonight, class of hadith. The hadith is the statements of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have to give a brief introduction for our brother, mashallah, and for those who are new here as well. Because every once a while, alhamdulillah, every class we have new faces. This is a class of hadith, in which we have this book, one of the great scholars of Islam, named Al-Imam al-Nawawi. He has compiled in this book some 40 and some narrations from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, who created us and provided us with endless bounties from the fresh air we breathe and the fresh water we drink, the varieties, food, intellect, sound health, and everything we enjoy, wants only one thing from us, and that is to worship Him alone and to give thanks to Him for these bounties and favors. Yet the greatest of all of these bounties is to be guided to Islam. Because being healthy or wealthy ain't gonna do no good when people stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. So alhamdulillah, we are to give a lot of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for choosing us from so many people to be able to thank Him and to recognize Him as the Creator and as our true God subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent prophets and messengers throughout the time. To every nation He sent to them a prophet or a messenger to call them to this, so that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Noah, who is the first of all messengers, and then Abraham, then Ismail, Ishaq, and then Musa, and Harun, Aaron, Moses, then Sulaiman and Dawood, Sulaiman and David, and then Isa, Jesus, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And then the last and the seal of the prophets and messengers is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent to all mankind, to the Arabs and the non-Arabs, to the black and white, to the rich and the poor, men and women. Anyone who is a human being, actually not just the human being, and the jinn as well. All of them are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey this messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they command us only with that which is good for us in this life. Anything that is good for us and will help us to achieve progress, stability, peace of mind, tranquility, joy and happiness, it is legislated for us in Islam. And anything that may bring loss, destruction, ruin, misery, chaos, those are things that bring problems, trials, tribulation and turmoil, are being made forbidden in Islam. So when Allah commands us to do certain things, He doesn't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the only one that benefit. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents us from certain things, same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected in any way by our actions, whether we are all righteous or whether we are all not righteous. So it's very important for us to remember. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he conveyed the message of Allah to mankind. So now a part of us understanding Islam better. Can you show this, please? A part of understanding Islam better, we have to study it. Knowledge is a power. Ignorance is not a good thing. Rather, ignorance is a fatal disease. A lot of people hurt themselves because of ignorance. A lot of people hurt themselves because of ignorance. Ignorance is associated with confusion. Ignorance is associated with destruction. Ignorance is associated with difficulty. Rather, knowledge brings ease. Look at the things, even in your job. Certain things, you remember the first day you go to your job and it's difficult for you. You don't even know where you are. You don't know where things is. For example, someone works in Walmart, for instance. Stacking shelves, for instance. Or in a cashier, for instance. Ask them their first day or first week or even first month. They don't even know where they at, what to do. They under the pressure. Customers looking at them. Come on, you must be new. Huh? It's like a compliment, but actually that's in a form of like, come on, man, you're holding me up. And they get frustrated sometimes. Some even they quit. They're like, I can never get this done. But with patience and paying attention and applying what you learn, what you be given, but you're supervisors or by your teachers, slowly but surely matters become easy for you. That's why they say everything that you don't know is very difficult for you until you learn how you do it. Same thing. Everything that you don't know, that's the most difficult thing in front of you. You look at it like, man, who can do this? And then they say, sit back, we're going to show you how we do it. And you're like, why, how you do this? They train, they learn. Likewise, learning how to speak Arabic, how to read Quran with tajweed, how to understand this matter or the other. The ulama, for example, the scholars who we learn from, you think they were born scholars? They were born like us, man. They don't even know their names. They don't know where they are. They have to learn everything. They have to learn the alphabets. You know? They have to learn the scholars and great men who we learn from. They grow up not knowing to say Abi. Nothing. They couldn't even eat on their own. They couldn't speak, they couldn't walk. But nothing is impossible. You can learn anything if you want. But you have to have the zeal, you have to have lofty ambition, be sincere and ask Allah, because tawfiq is from Allah. You put forth the effort and you ask Allah to get you success. Alhamdulillah. And that's what we're doing in these classes. We want to be better Muslims. Just the way you look doesn't make no difference. What's taken in consideration is what's inside. It's the heart. It's the heart. The heart has to be clean. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that. He says in one of the hadith, indeed in the body is a flesh. If it is righteous, the whole body is righteous. The tongue is righteous, the eye, the hearing, everything, the hands. But if it's corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. That is the heart. So if the heart is sound and righteous, it reflects on the actions of the limbs. But if the heart is corrupt, person may try. They try to be good. But then they're going to expose themselves one day or the other. They're going to start making bad decisions, making bad statements because of what's in their inside. It's like a broth. If you let it sit, you see only the juice on the top. It looks nice. You don't know what's inside. Stir it. Okay? Likewise. And this knowledge brings us stability. So the more you learn, the more you humble yourself. In front of your Lord, first and most, that's what, by carrying His commands, by adhering to His commands, and adhering to the commands of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you are tested in this life, because this life is nothing but a test, the real life is the life of the hereafter, when there is paradise, and of course there is hell, for those who are disobedient and renegade and rebellious, those who reject the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this helps us, this knowledge, if we pay attention, of course, like I remind myself and you as well, my dear brothers, whenever you come to a circle of knowledge like this, learning Islam, not only that your body has to be present, you have to be here, but your ears has to be open, your mind and your heart as well, so that you can perceive and you can comprehend what you're listening. That's been, because this is very important. You're not just somewhere, people are talking, somebody talking, like, who are you talking about? I don't know, man. You should know why you're here first. You just was passing and you're like, let me find out. You're here because this is a good thing. This is knowledge. And I said, the more we learn, the more it gives us stability. You're firm. And especially in times of trials and tribulation. When you start hearing stuff about Islam, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. Like now, look at the turmoil happening in the Middle East. But the Muslims who are studying Islam, he's firm. He's not troubled and agitated. As I gave the example before, a Muslim who understands his religion, he's firm. He's like a barrel of water. You can shake that barrel of water all day and then open it. What's going to happen, Omar? What happened? What will happen? What's your name? I forget to ask. Huh? Roy. You can answer this question too. If you take a barrel of water and shake it for a while and then open it, what will happen? Nothing. The water stays in the bottle. Now we're going to take a bottle of Coke. Alright, a can of Coke, and shake it. Not even the whole day. Shake it 2 times and open it. What's going to happen? He erupts. Likewise, a Muslim man, they don't know much about the religion. Anybody shake them a little bit and they go with him. Now we have to be firm upon this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are commanded to adhere to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ with the understanding of the best of this ummah, the companions radwanullahi alayhim. So because this is what is Islam. Islam is a religion from Allah, and Allah has completed and make it perfect. So there is no room for any addition. No one can come and add something to Islam like other people they do. Or somebody gonna like bring the new version of Islam because look, people they don't want the they call it orthodox Islam. No, there is only one Islam. And everybody, regardless what countries we come from, what dialect we speak, doesn't matter. We speak different dialects, We have our preferences in clothing, in foods, in traditions. But when it comes to Islam, Islam is one religion. All Muslims have to practice one thing. Of course, this is not the reality, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He will. But what makes the difference is knowledge. It is knowledge, because one of the ulama of the past, he says, every tradesman, whether he's a mechanic, a carpenter, a plumber, doesn't, you know, a builder, every tradesman needs tools to work with. Needs tools. Can you imagine you hire a plumber, you have this big mess in the kitchen, a plumber coming like this, his hands in a pocket, and some of them they come whistling and all that, you know? And you're like, okay, I'm here. He's like, I'm here. Who are you? Plumber. Okay, where's the problem right here? And then he's like, okay, it's going to be done in a couple of minutes. He has no tools. And then the first question come to you, what is it, Hassan? Where's your tools? How are you going to work, man? How are you going to work? See, it's a problem. Likewise, someone want to come and build a whole house, but there's no tools. Are they going to build anything? They're not going to build anything. Likewise, the tool of Islam for us to benefit from Islam in our lives, in our homes, with our wives, with our children, with our parents, with our neighbors, to be truthful when you speak, when you deal with transactions and all that, is the tool of Islam is knowledge. That's the tool. Without knowledge, yes, we're going to keep coming here, masjid, Allahu Akbar, Assalamu Alaikum, how you doing, Allahu Akbar. Yes, nothing. You're not going to see the change in our lives. The way we talk to each other, the way we deal with one another. We're not going to see the values of Islam displayed amongst us without knowledge. And that's why it's very important when you come to the class of knowledge, keep that in mind, that I'm coming here to better myself. Because I want to be better today than I was yesterday. I don't want to be the same. Same thing, man, if you have a business and you make $100 today, tomorrow you don't say, oh Allah, I'm going to make 70 tomorrow. No, you're going to make 1,000 tomorrow. And you're gonna make that dua, but then you're going to look, what is the merchandise that sold and those that still hanging in the shelf, what the people want? That's knowledge, it takes knowledge to better your business and your skills. So this, you take your business to the next level. As long as with halal, of course, when we're Muslims, we don't just sell anything, buy anything, do anything. Likewise, ya akhwan, you got to say, look, man, I want to be better today than I was yesterday, inshallah, and it's going to happen if we give it effort. Alhamdulillah, learn the right things and do the right things for the right intention. And once again, we welcome you, akhi Roy. Alhamdulillah, you're welcome. This introduction was for you and for, as a reminder for all of us. So now we're going to go to the hadith. What's the hadith we're dealing with? Who can tell me? Hadith number? 35. That's the hadith 35. We're still reading this very, very important hadith. And Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tahasadu wa la tanajashu. ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يكذبه ولا يحقره التقوى ها هنا ويشير إلى صدره ثلاث مرات بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه رواه مسلم. Once again, this is one of the statements of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we are obliged to carry out his commands, because he does not speak out of his desires. It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Translation of what I just said. On the authority of Abu Huraira, this is one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he died some 1425 years ago. Some 1425 years ago. And his companions who... they sacrifice many things to be with him, to learn, alhamdulillah, and then they disseminate the knowledge for us. Of course, they taught their students, who they sacrificed and taught their students in this golden chain, alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. 1400 years ago, the same thing that the Prophet, the same statement of the Prophet, nobody had nothing to it. Nobody. No John, no Paul, no Matthew, no nothing. No one had anything. Okay, to anything. And anyone who wants to add anything, you find the ulama, the scholars, they says, no, this is not right. Because some people want to tamper with the hadith for many reasons, for political reasons, economic reasons, for greed, for whatever. But then Allah always have scholars. There is always scholars in any era. And they defend the deen of Allah because Allah promised subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Islam. Since this is the last message to mankind. So Abu Huraira who narrated this hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and these are guidelines for us, there are orders for us, if he wants to better our lives, if he wants to see progress, love, mutual love displayed amongst us, and that's something very much needed in our communities, in not just Muslim communities, in many places. People, subhanAllah, cheating one another, people killing one another, people oppressing one another, they don't know these values. The Prophet ﷺ says, do not envy one another. Do not inflate prices one to another. Do not hate one another. Do not turn away from one another. And do not undercut one another. But be you, O servants of Allah, brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor does he fail him. He neither lies to him, nor does he hold him in contempt. Piety is right here. And he pointed to his breast, his chest three times. Then he says, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, it is evil enough for a man to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. The whole of a Muslim for another Muslim is sacred, inviolable. His blood, his property, and his honor. Read by Imam Muslim. So this is the third part actually, because we, alhamdulillah, we started this couple of weeks ago in this narration. Now we are in the part when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, قَوْلُهُ وَلَا يَكْذِبُهُ وَلَا يَكْذِبُهُ, that the Muslim does not lie. It is not permissible for us to lie. قَلْ لَا تَكْذِبْ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمُعَامَلَةِ وَلَا تَكْذِبْ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ فَلْتَكُنْ صَادِقًا مَعَ أَخِيكَ كَمَا أَنَّكَ تُحِبُّ أَنْ يَصْدُقَ لَكَ. So which means a Muslim does not lie in any transaction. You don't lie. You want to sell a car, you don't say, yeah, it's an engine, just new transmission. That's a lie. You didn't put nothing in there in that car. Say, look, man, this is what this car it is, and that's what it is. I didn't put nothing in it. No lies. And also when you speak, you don't lie. Lie is forbidden, because it brings a lot of evil. And for instance, he says, you don't like people to lie to you. Does anyone here like people to lie to him? Man, you feel like cheated, you feel like, why you lie to me? At least be truthful with me. That's what Islam teaches. We don't lie. Lies, and there is no white lie, they call it. What do you call it, white lie? Huh? That's what they call it? There is no such thing, white lie. A lie is a lie. You don't lie to children. Some parents, they don't lie to their children. If you do this, I get you this. They tell them, okay, go to your room. They don't want to do it. It's like, okay, go to your room. If you do it, I'm going to buy you ice cream. And then once they get the room done, mother, father, ice cream. No, I just told you that so you can get your room. That's a lie. You don't. Likewise, also the Prophet ﷺ even mentioned, he says, a woman or a mother or father cannot, sometimes children, they're over there. You know, we used to do it, like you're over there, outside the house. And the mother, she's not going to go out, she has to put the khimar on and stuff. So behind the door, she's like, come here. And you're like, no, you're going to hit me. No, come here, I got you, that's okay. Then she may say, oh, you know what, well, here, I got something for you. Huh? She put her hand like, I got something for you. 3 years old is running. She got something for him, a spanking, but what she alert to is like a candy or something in the hand, and that's not permissible. It's not permissible. So we don't lie. It's not permissible in Islam. وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ. Na'am. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said also, a fine translation here. Turn away from him and do not understand. Now, ولا يحقره. He doesn't scold his brother, talk down about him and put him down and ridicule his brother or insult him and the like. Meaning لا تقلل من شأنه لأن المسلم عند الله عظيم. You don't undermine your Muslim brother by saying bad things about him so that he can look bad in front of others. He's a Muslim, yeah. Would Allah, he's a good servant because he worships Allah. So you don't say, and even if you say bad things about him, that's not going to hurt him. It's not going to hurt him because he has a status with his Lord. A Muslim, he has a status with his Lord because he accepts. It's like someone want to talk bad about, for instance, just give an example. Someone's talking bad about Mercedes, you know, ah, Mercedes car, they bad. Yeah, right. Nobody will buy that. They leak, they break down in 2 months after 2 months. People, they know the value of Mercedes, you know. If anybody can talk about it, they know. They know the value. Now, this is a Muslim. That already a Muslim have a value, has a status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should know that. Because Allah loves the Muslim, the one who worship Him, the one who turn to Him with repentance, the one who carry out the commands of Allah, the ones who wants good for himself and wants good for his mother, father, children, for his neighbors, who wants good for people, for humans and for animals and for his society, his actions, his decisions, wants to bring good and benefits for himself and for the people around him. This is a good person. So you do not undermine him and talk bad about such a person. هذا وإن كان ليس له مظهر أو ليس له مال أو ليس له جاه ما دام أنه مؤمن فهو عظيم عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. Some people, they just look at the appearance of a person. That's because he doesn't have much money. You see, doesn't live in a nice house, doesn't have, you know, expensive clothing on, they undermine them and they don't want to be around them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, this believer, this is a person, is a believer, he believes in Allah. His iman put him in a value, put him in a high rank, regardless they have money or not, regardless of their color, black or white, from this country or the other, regardless. This person is a believer, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what raised their level and their rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ مَدْفُوعَ بِالْأَبْوَابِ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. A person that doesn't even look, you know, clothing dirty, himself is a person who's poor, doesn't live in a nice area, nice house. You can see the signs of hardship on his life. If he goes to places, they will kick him out. What are you doing in here? Like this VIP classes, places, they were like, you're not allowed. But because of his iman and piety and righteousness, if he swears, oh Allah, do this, Allah will give it to him, subhanAllah. You don't have to swear upon Allah. You know, but you know, you don't say to Allah, give me this. You ask. You know, you make dua. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people, if they request something, Allah give it to them. But if they go to a human being, they don't give it to them. If he wants to go to a aqiqah, walima, VIP people, they kick him out. It's like, what are you doing in here? You don't belong in here. Because they just look at the appearances, how this person look, his appearances. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the heart. فليست العبرة بالمظهر أو بالجاه أو بالمال أو بالقوة وإنما العبرة بالإيمان. So what makes the difference, إخوان, in the sight of Allah is not your strength, your body, how much wealth you have, or what race you're from. No, that doesn't matter. What matters with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your heart, is your iman. How strong are you in your belief, in your iman? قال فهو فالمؤمن قريب من الله عز وجل وكريم على الله وهو ولي الله. A believer who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though that he's far away from the people. People don't want to be around him and this and kick him out from their gatherings, but he's close to Allah. He is wali of Allah. He's honorable with Allah. He's pushed away from the doors, pushed away from the people, but he is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فلا تحقر أخاك المؤمن بأن تقلل من شأنه أو تقول لا يستحق كذا أو هو ليس بأهل لهذا أو تزدريه، بل عليك أن تحترم أخاك على أي حال كان، ولو كان محتقرا في مرأة أو في اعتبار الناس فأنت تعظمه لأنه كريم على الله سبحانه وتعالى. So don't belittle your brother. A Muslim doesn't belittle his brother, or he said he don't deserve this. Like sometimes they're like, they want to give position and he deserves it because he has qualification. They're like, no, he can't because he's from this color or he's from this tribe or this. No, it's not in Islam. Not from Islam to deprive people from their right just because of their color or because of their race. And especially now as a believer who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he says you have to respect your brother. The Muslim respects his Muslim brother. The believer is respected. And you defend him. Even though others may ridicule him or undermine him or talk bad about him. But you gotta understand. You're not like the other people. You have knowledge now. And you gotta act upon this knowledge. You respect your brother and you love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he's respected in this deen of Allah. And he is honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله بهذه الأخلاق العظيمة يصلح المجتمع وبفقدانها أو فقدان أو بفقد شيء منها يختل المجتمع سبحان الله. He said with these great manners, these beautiful and these excellent morals that Islam called to, don't hate one another, don't lie, don't cheat, don't fight one another, don't undermine one another, don't inflate prices and the like, and this, no cheating, no deception. These are good manners, excellent morals. That's what brings rectification to the society. Not just meaning more police around. We're talking about more police around. The people themselves, if they are believers and they're like, look, I'm not going to cheat because Allah, this is something that is not pleasing to my Lord who created me. Doesn't matter. You don't need no police. If the people are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would not cheat, they would not steal, they would not lie, they would not harm anyone. They will not abuse the property or the honor of anyone because this is not pleasing to Allah who created them and fashioned them in the best form and provide them with endless bounties. And to Him alone will be their return to decide whether they be from those who enjoy themselves an everlasting entertainment, paradise, or to be burned in the hellfire. So make your decision. That's how it is. It's not like a Muslim look around, if there is nobody, no, he take it and run with it. Can you run from Allah? Can't run from Allah, man. Allah sees everything. So that's what Islam teaches us. If we learn it properly and we apply it in our lives, you don't say bad things about anyone. You don't harm anyone by your tongue, by your hands, whether in their honor, in their blood, in their property. And from this you see, if you see some Muslims are doing these bad things, it's not because of Islam, it's because of them. Whether they don't understand Islam, whether they understand, but they have a bad character and bad manners. Those Muslims who cheat, those Muslims who lie, those Muslims who steal, those Muslims who kill innocent. That's not, Islam has nothing to do with it. Because Islam tells us not to do these things. But those Muslims do it, it's not because of Islam, because they're bad people. And we have to understand that. It's not permissible to cheat anyone, even if they're non-Muslims. Even if they're non-Muslims, you don't oppress people. Just because he's a non-Muslim, now you steal his property, you damage his property, that's haram in Islam. That's forbidden in Islam. Oppression is forbidden. And we do not oppress anyone. Ayna'am barakallahu feekum. The Shaykh says, likewise, when you find the people in any society, doesn't matter what it is, regardless what race and what color and what status they may be in, if they don't have these manners and these good morals, then they will have nothing but chaos and problems amongst themselves. فالإسلام جاء بكل ما يبني المجتمع ونهى عن كل ما يخل به. Islam gives us all the tools and the ingredients that will build a society in which the people, they love one another for the sake of Allah, not for material things. You're my man because there is something, and if you cannot give me what I want, you're not my man anymore. Now you do it for Allah. You love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You respect people not because you're afraid of them. You respect people because this is what you need to do, and this is what it's supposed to be. Not just because a person is weak, now he respects those who are strong. And the strong ones, they harm the weak. No. You may be the strongest person, but you humble yourself. And you show respect, and you humble yourself around others. So if these manners are displayed in any society, in any community, they will see progress, they will see stability, they will see a joy and happiness. But if it's taken away, then hello, say welcome to all trouble and turmoil and chaos, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قال فهذه منهيات نهى عنها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنها مما يخل ببناء المجتمع المسلم. All this do not do, they are forbidden, and the Prophet ﷺ commanded us not to do all of these things. Do not do this, do not do this, stay away from this, stay away from this, do not do this, do not do this, do not act upon this. Why? Because this would bring problems and trouble amongst the people. And this would destroy societies and the communities. فَمَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ التَّقْوَى هَا هُنَا. Taqwa, piety is here. وَيُشِيرُ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتِ يَعْنِي إِلَى قَلْبِهِ. Prophet ﷺ, he said, piety is here, and he pointed to his chest 3 times. The Shaykh says, meaning his heart. Because the heart is in the chest. Is in the heart. قَلْ فَالْعِبْرَةُ بِالْقُلُوبِ لَا بِالْمَظَاهِرِ. He says, because what is taken in consideration and what it give a value to a person and is his heart, not just how he look, not just his appearance, but what's in the heart. That's the main question. فما دام أنه مؤمن القلب فإنه له قدر عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعم, if a person is a believer, his heart is pure. Because of these morals of Islam, Tawheed, proper Aqeedah and Creed, this person has a great status with Allah. Even though the people may look at him in the way or the other way, but with Allah this person has a great status. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عفوا. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَإِنَّمَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. In this hadith, as collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, from the hadith of Abu Huraira also, the Prophet ﷺ says, Indeed, Allah doesn't look at your images, how you look, or your wealth, but rather He looks at your hearts and your actions. You're not judged by your color. You're black, or you're the best, like some people say. Oh, black, they are the best of the people. And everybody else is an evil and a devil. Some other people do it the other way. White people are the masters. Black, red, yellow, they are devils. Or they are slaves. No, this is not the case in Islam. Or if you have money, that's what makes you a good man. No. What you have in your heart? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Allah does not look at your images, your colors, your shapes, or your status, your wealth, but rather He looks at your hearts. Do you have, and your actions, are they righteous actions? فَالْعِبْرَةُ بِمَا فِي الْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ أَوْ ضِدِّهِ وَلَوْ ذَهَرَ خِلَافُ ذَلِكَ لَا يُعْتَبَرُ. So what is taken in consideration in Islam is actions. Belief and righteous actions. Even if a person have no status amongst others, that doesn't, it's not going to hurt him. Because what matters is his status with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the Salaf mentioned a beautiful statement I want to share with you, even though the Shaykh didn't mention it here. He mentioned one of the great scholars of Islam, of the past. He says, قَلْبٌ نَقِيٌّ فِي ثِيَابٍ وَسِخَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ قَلْبٍ وَسِخٍ فِي ثِيَابٍ دَنِسَةٍ أَوْ وَسِخَةٍ. قَلْبٌ نَقِيٌّ, he says, a clean and a pure heart in a dirty clothing, meaning the person has dirty clothing, it's much, much better than a dirty heart in a sparkling, clean clothing. Meaning, you want to give an impression to the people that you're all that clean and nice and righteous, but what's in your heart? What's the condition of the heart? Is the heart that clean too? Of course, it's beautiful if a person appears around the people, he's righteous and he's mindful of what he says, but also his heart is clean as well. Mindful of what he says, what he do, decision when he's alone as well. That's a beautiful thing. But when if it's the other way around, that's a problem. If a person tries to look good in front of the people, but inside of him he's wicked, vicious, it's just like someone who put the best icing on a rotten cake. He's just going to change the reality of that cake? Yeah. Who wants a slice? A rotten cake. And somebody put the best icing on. You want a slice, Akasha? You just take the icing? That's smart. Take some of the icing even though he touched the rotten cake? Okay, alright. Oh yeah, you take from the icing from the pot, right? Alright, you're smart. See, it won't change. That's why we have to care about our inside, ya akhwan, our hearts. Some people, they don't understand Islam correctly. That's why, alhamdulillah, they are Muslims, whether they born in a Muslim country, or Muslim families, or take Allah guide them to Islam, but they never put efforts to learn Islam. They Muslims, but they make bad decisions, poor decisions. Why? Because they never learn. The medicine, man, work from inside out. You know, you have a wound, but you take the medicine from inside and you work from inside. So it's very important for us to keep this in mind, to remember these matters. Barakallahu fikum. Also, the Shaykh, now after he mentioned that, he has to clarify this misconception that certain people they have, some Muslims have. They use this hadith, At-taqwa ha huna. And we're going to mention it, inshallah, after the adhan. Now, so this is very important to understand that a person should check his heart. Now, the actions are good, the way you act around others, but also how you think. Your decisions, your intentions. Are you doing it for Allah? You're doing it for others, for show off. Who are you keeping up with? It's very important. But the Shaykh, he says, in the same time, certain people, they don't want to act. They don't want to pray. Come to Salat, prayer, no. They're committing all haram. And then when they said, yeah, akhi, you got to do, you got to believe it. He says, no, the Prophet says, taqwa is here. In the heart, meaning that's it. As long as you have this taqwa, what is taqwa? First, taqwa, this that they say, that person say, I have it. I don't think he has it because he don't even know what taqwa is. Taqwa is to act upon the commands of Allah and to stay away from the prohibition. That's taqwa. When it comes to acting upon the commands, of course, to the best of your ability, Allah does not burden us. Think that you cannot do, there is an easiest way that is legislated for us. So this person, he don't pray. That's a command from Allah, he don't pray. He don't lower his gaze. He listens to haram. He eats haram. He cheats people and he's like, taqwa, what taqwa? Taqwa is to act upon the commands and stay away from the prohibitions. The Shaykh says, remember the hypocrites, the munafiqun, they used to do acts openly. They used to pray. They used to go with the Prophet ﷺ for jihad. They used to be around the Prophet ﷺ in the masjid and this and that. But look at the condition of their heart. So likewise, you do not, the Shaykh says, don't be deceived by the appearances of the people as well. Just because a person display good things, but then you got to be careful. But we got to be careful ourselves, because we have to protect ourselves from these diseases of show-off, of hypocrisy, any trait that the hypocrites may have. We should stay away from it and run away from it. Because these are despicable manners and traits and that a Muslim should run away from. So the hypocrites, they display actions what are to the people, they're righteous actions. Salat is one of the best righteous actions. Sadaqah and the like. But since their hearts were corrupt, and Allah knows that, since their hearts they were corrupt, then none of those actions that they display in front of the people will be of any benefit from them. For them. Or rather, Allah tells us that the hypocrites, who look, they were in the best time. Subhanallah. They were in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the time when he was receiving revelation, but they pray behind him. They traveled with him. They've seen this man. We will just hear about him and we love him and we ask Allah to make that love true and sincere. But these are people, they were right there. They've seen it, because if you see something, it's stronger than you just heard about it. Wrong. If you've been there, it's not like when you heard of it. These are people, they were there and they perform all those actions around the people, but still, Allah tells that they are fi darakil asfal min an-nar. They are in the lowest level of the hellfire, liyad billah. Because those actions of theirs, they were not done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the condition of the heart. So you gotta check your heart, man. Have you checked your heart lately? People check their engine, check their oil. They have a car, he keep checking the oil level, transmission fluid, this, that. They check their money, how much money they have, how they balance. Well, have you checked your heart lately? You know? You gotta check your hearts constantly. What do you have in there? Do you have any hatred for the believers? Do you have any rancor? Do you have any... What do you have in there? Clean it. Do it now. Don't delay. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that day, no wealth and no children will be of any benefit except the one who bring a clean and pure heart. And nothing clean the heart except by adhering to these teachings of Islam. That's what clean our heart. Because we human, we get mad, we get this, we think this way or the other way. But alhamdulillah. Now you learn, you're like, subhanAllah, that's not right. The way I'm doing things, this is not right for me, man. Because the nafs tell you, no, that's how it is. No, that's destroy his property. It's okay, man, you're the man. Some people, this is how they think. This is how they look at it. Because if they go and smash someone's window or destroy someone or you lie at someone or fight, even fight someone, they think that's what he, that's a man. And you'd be surprised. They'd be supported by others. They'd be accredited for that. Oh man, you're the man. The way you did him, man. You smash his window, man. That's what it is. No, this is not the case. The Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, the strong man is not the one who overpower people and throw them on the ground. The strong man is the one who subdue his emotions. He really wants to do it, but he's not doing it. Why? Because he wants to earn that which with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, he's strong. He's willing to destroy everything around. But he can't, because he have another string. He's like, look, this is not pleasing to my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care what the people said, because I want to do that. None of that is going to be of any benefit for me on Yawm al-Qiyamah. What's going to benefit me? If I adhere to the teachings in this beautiful religion of Islam. Once again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge that is coupled with righteous actions and to keep us firm upon Islam. And once again, we welcome our brother Roy, mashallah, amongst us. This is your family. Feel comfortable. Even though you may feel a little bit nervous, that's normal. Alhamdulillah, keep coming here, inshallah. We ask Allah to make us a better brothers for you. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.